So I'm a guess to have a baby and an unplanned C-section, 30,000.
No.
15?
No.
More? Less?
Less.
Oh, that's good.
You want to know the answer?
Yeah. No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Yeah. And we're back.
Yo, happy New Year's, dude.
What's up? When's Father's Day?
Father's Day. It's going to be like my first official Father's
Day.
Isn't it?
Like, it's in the first half of the year. Isn't it like...
It's either June or May.
Oh.
May or June. Something like that.
Dang, yeah.
I'm freaking dad now, man.
I know. She better get you something good.
Oh, man.
What if she doesn't get you nothing? What are you going to do?
It's okay. She got me a baby.
That's pretty
hardcore, man.
Dang, so you've been dadding it up for like how long? How alive is she now?
She's 8 weeks now.
Nice.
As of today.
So two months.
Today? Man. Yeah, today is 8 weeks. It's crazy. Time flies,
what?
But time doesn't fly.
As of today?
Yeah.
It's her 2 months. What didn't we do something? Or what was like, there was a coincidence on her 1 month too. We're like, whoa.
What do you mean? Were you there? What are we talking about?
I don't know. There was something happening, and then I think I did something, and you were like, is it when we met her? Was it?
I think so.
And we were like, whoa, what? What
that
a coincidence. Was it a month ago?
Dude, time flies, bro.
Something happened, and you were like, oh, yeah, she's a month old. And we're like, yeah, what? Yeah. And then now, today, our first podcast back, she's 2 months old.
That's crazy.
What?
Every time I see you, it's every month. So I'll see you month three.
Yeah.
Oh, man, let me tell you,
well,
bro.
She's about to get her shots, right?
About to get her shot.
So we can see her more often now.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
one of my buddies is like, yo, can I meet her? I was like, you just got back from Japan, man.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get sick. I was like, don't, you can't meet her.
Yeah, if you're
a day later, he got the flu.
If you're on a plane, you're not meeting the baby.
I'm like, bro, you got the flu.
I feel like, what do you think the percentage of times you're on a plane and you get sick within a week after?
Oh, like 30% maybe.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's still high.
Yeah.
I feel like most of the time when I'm sick, it's because I was just traveling.
Oh, man, bro.
Most of the time. Probably 50% of the time.
I'm sleepy. I can tell you that.
Me too.
You are.
Yeah, but not as often as you. But today, I'm tired.
All right, ask me some questions, man. I know you.
Oh yeah.
You're eager to know what's been going on.
I do.
I'm
have
sure
questions.
Everyone else listening, watching, eager is going on too.
Tell me about the pregnancy.
Pregnancy.
The labor.
Oh my God, labor. Okay, so labor. So Monette was okay. The baby was a week late.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that's bad? Is that,
no,
is
no,
that
that's
like
fine.
Scary? No.
No, I think after 42 weeks it becomes very like bad for the mom and the baby. It's
yeah.
it's like you got to get it out. But
cuz like we found out that only 5% of babies are born on the due date.
Yeah.
So a week before or after is normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So it was we were about to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then we fell asleep for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear Monette, she says, oh my God, I think I peed myself. I was like, what?
You're like, same.
Like, no, that's me. And then she's like, oh my God, I think I'm peeing on Chopper, because Chopper was in the bed too. So Chopper got wet, but she didn't pee herself. Her water broke.
Wait. Oh. Did she pee herself in the pregnancy at all? Was this like not weird?
What do you mean?
Like, that was, she never peed herself
no,
in the pregnancy,
no,
right?
No.
So you guys weren't like, oh, that's weird.
No.
What?
No.
You're just like, oh, okay.
We were like half asleep too.
Oh, okay.
But she didn't, I don't think she slept, but anyways.
It was the water.
It was the water that broke.
So,
it was crazy because it just kept leaking and leaking.
What is that again? What is the liquid?
Amniotic fluid.
So that's what the baby was living in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Breaks. So
uh-huh.
When it breaks, that's when the eggshell, like it's like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it broke.
It's time to go.
And the water's out.
The water's out.
And then so, does that just, do you have to clean that? Or is it like, oh, it's
yeah,
just water?
Yeah, we cleaned it. I mean,
okay.
If it breaks, you got to check if it's like clear. If it's clear and it's odorless, it's good. You got to go.
And what's the other option?
If it's like.
Bloody?
Blood or like dark color, then that's kind of crazy. It's kind of like, yo, go to ER.
Wait, if it's clear, you go.
Either way, if it
so
breaks,
either way,
you gotta
you
go.
Yeah, you
so
gotta go.
So it was clear. I was like, okay, let me check this out. It's clear. Okay, let me smell it real quick.
You didn't hit snooze?
No.
Okay.
I didn't just snooze on that, bro. It's time to go.
Just check it. Okay.
And the adrenaline just pumped. I mean, we just left.
You were like, oh,
we
were
go.
Waiting for this.
We were waiting for this. The car was already packed. We parked the car.
Yeah.
Hospital bag. Oh, man, this seems like.
She was probably super waiting. She's like, I'm so done.
Well, yeah, she was ready to go, bro.
Yeah.
And then this was 2 a.m. So we went to hospital. We got to the hospital like 2:20. She got hooked up and then they tested her out. And yes, her water did break.
Yeah.
It was 3 o'clock. We didn't sleep at all. Mind you this. We didn't sleep at all. And then her labor and delivery room wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
So we just kind of had to wait.
Yeah.
While she was like still leaking. So we're just walking around the hospital. Fortunately, she could still walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Contractions, she didn't really feel yet. But she was contracting a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what the test said, but she didn't feel it. And then it was probably like 5 o'clock, 5 a.m., her room was ready.
Uh-huh.
And then she was all set up, laid down, and then they gave her...
So like 2.5 hours, you're just waiting.
Yeah, waiting, okay. Walking.
Okay.
And then her room... And then epidural. You got epidural, right?
I did, yeah, but not the same thing. Yeah. I looked it up. It's way different.
She was like, yo, give me epidural right now.
Yeah. So,
yeah, she was
It's way worse for pregnant ladies. Yeah. Like, I had a giant needle, like chopstick, but I heard, like, it's way worse.
Oh, I don't
know. Like, it's different.
It was kind of crazy.
Oh, it's like IV for her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, she gets attached, and they keep giving her more. Yeah, I just get one, done.
Yeah, yeah.
It does suck, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you texted me.
I texted you.
Yeah.
Well, that was in the afternoon. It's still the morning.
Oh, okay.
But she was fine. It was more like kind of just waited out.
Because
from there, you have to wait until the cervix, which is the hole the baby comes out of, is 10 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, I think she was like 3 centimeters. So she just had to keep contracting until it hit the 10 centimeters.
Yeah. Dang. That's crazy. That's a lot. I had a busy morning that morning, too.
What did you do that morning?
Get up and then
did you go to Disney?
Yeah, we're going to Disney, and you know how rough that is.
Oh yeah.
So she was like, wake up, we gotta go to Disney. I was like, oh. So I was like, all right. So we got up, drove all the way to Disney.
Oh,
had to wait and like freaking find parking.
Uh-huh. Did you find did they have the room ready for you guys?
So then I freaking got there. Okay. Right.
Oh,
hate it. And then gotta wait in line, and then I get on the shuttle and I'm about to enter the gate and I'm like, yes, finally. Mm-hmm. All this work, this is the most stressful morning I've ever had.
Yeah,
adrenaline pumping. And then you text me and you're like, yo, I need a big favor, can you go grab my wallet? I'm at the hospital. And I was like, dude, I'm at Disney.
I know,
I just had the worst morning. and then I was like, oh no, I'm at Disney. And he needs me now. And I was like, dang, man, you couldn't wait till tomorrow? And so then he's like, yo, I need my wallet. And I was like, oh, dude, I'm so, I super can't right now. I mean, I could, but it's going to be a long time.
Yeah.
And I paid, the ticket's not cheap. Yeah, no. So I was like, don't worry, I'm on it.
Yeah.
So I started calling people, but I had a conflict in my head. I was like, oh, I can't call too many people because I don't want to be the one to break the news. I don't want to take that your guys' thunder away. So I was like, okay, how am I going to do this? So then I called people. I called 3 people. And I was like, okay, I'm going to call 3 people. And I'm going to be like, hey, can you do me a favor? I can't tell you why. But I was like, oh. And then finally the third person was like, I got you. I was like, yes. So I did my best.
Yeah, no, that's a good friend. That's
okay,
really,
okay, okay,
yeah, that's a really good, okay. That's very sweet of you to do.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. In my head, I'm like, okay, Alex can't do it. Well, it's okay. I'll just ask someone else. And then you already asked a lot of people.
Probably. Yeah.
I'm like, all right, nice.
I was like, so I had to tell 3 people. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Okay,
thank
good. You. Okay, good.
So I got my wallet.
Yeah, you got your wallet.
I got my wallet. And then, pretty good.
But then unexpected stuff happened, right?
Yeah, unexpected stuff happened. This is the scary part, bro. Because everything was fine. She got to 10 centimeters in like probably 10 hours. 10,
dang.
Maybe like 14 hours she got to 10 centimeters.
But, is that normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she was fully dilated. And then that's when the doctor said, oh, okay, it's time to push. Let's go push.
Yeah.
And then, we started pushing. Or she started pushing. And an hour passed. And we checked where the baby was. And no movement.
Wait.
It's supposed to move through the cervix or whatever.
He meant the baby wasn't moving. I was like, what?
Yeah. No, the baby wasn't moving. It's still moving.
Just not going down. Not traveling.
The way they measure it, it's like they go like 0 is the pelvic bone,
okay,
which the baby has to go through.
Yeah.
And then -1, -2, it's like back, but then 1, 2, 3,
uh-huh,
that's like, okay, push. It's crowning.
Yeah.
It's like three, yeah, it's crowning. The baby was like still at like -2 after an hour.
So the baby was in there like, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's probably because her head was so big. That's what we were thinking.
You were worried about that the whole pregnancy.
I know.
Every time I saw you bring it up, you're like, man, I hope she doesn't have a big head.
Yeah, yeah.
It's her not head's that big.
Fine. It's not that big.
Yeah.
But it was big enough not to go through the pelvic bone.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, after 2 hours, push.
Yeah.
I feel so bad because, like, you have to push during a contraction. And contractions happen, at, like, every, like, 3 minutes.
Does it hurt? Because it looks like it hurts. The contractions, like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah,
is
yeah,
it,
yeah,
like a cramp? Like, a big stomach cramp? You're like, oh, super like crampy. A muscle cramp?
Apparently, her epidural wasn't working fully during her push. So, she actually felt, like, the whole, like, contraction. Anyways, I'm just like, I just feel bad because she was like doing her best. She was like sleep deprived too,
yep,
super
yep,
tired, and then she was like doing her best, like every 3 minutes, like. And
that was for 4 hours.
It's for 4 hours,
and
bro,
then that's when they decided, hey, we got to do.
Yeah, after 4 hours, they're like, you've been pushing, baby's still at zero. It hasn't passed like the pelvic bone.
Yeah.
So, they're like, okay, we gotta do a. There's a difference between like emergency C-section and unplanned C-section.
Yeah.
It was unplanned C-section.
Yeah.
Emergency, it's like when the mom and the baby are at risk.
Oh, so she wasn't at risk?
No.
Okay, good.
So it was unplanned C-section. And he was like, okay, we'll get the ER or the operating room ready.
Yeah.
And then we'll let you know. And it took like an hour, but the whole time she was like sleeping. And I'm over there just like, oh my God. It's probably like with the scariest moment of my life because I don't know if I'm going to lose the baby or lose her,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a big surgery. You're going to cut her open and then you never know.
Yeah.
And they took her to the room and they're like, okay, just wait here. We're going to get her ready. We'll get you in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That 10 minute took a long time, bro, because I was just like outside the operating room. Just like, oh my God.
Just like movies. Okay? It's crazy.
Is she going to be okay? Like my mind is overthinking things. Like what if they mess up? Like what if they... I don't know, like something wrong with anesthesia.
Yeah,
like
you know. Wondering what ride I'm on.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Not that.
I was stressing the whole day.
You were?
I was on Space Mountain, like, and I was like, "Whoa, oh, I wonder if they're okay." Like it was back and forth,
dude.
And then I was like, "But I couldn't call you because you're busy." So I was like, "Oh, I can't even check in. I can't do nothing." Like, I was, but damn. And then okay, so then everything was fine.
Yeah, everything was... This was 11 p.m.
Was it quick? Like, once you found out you had to do the unplanned C-section and then it happened?
I feel
like that's quick, right?
Time went by so fast, bro. It was 11 p.m. We got there the night...
2:20.
2:20. So it was like, whoa, it's already 11. But I went in. I saw Monette just, like, laying like this.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a blue sheet right here.
This is when she's done, not done.
Not done.
Oh, okay.
And then so I was just hanging right next to her head, and all I hear is like, freaking, you've been a hibachi, right? You see all the sounds like,
yeah,
just sounded like they're doing hibachi on the other side.
Oh, it's
side,
probably
bro,
the suction thing,
because they have all the utensils.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. What?
So I was like, oh my God. And then she was like, she was like,
shrimp
shaking.
Came over. You're
shrimp. Oh, there's your kidney. Probably.
Okay, and then
all of a sudden I heard choo choo ding ding ding.
No, you didn't.
Volcano. No. I was just freaking out, man.
But
there's so many emotions.
Feel, she could she feel that?
She felt nothing. Bro.
Oh, good.
She told me it just felt like this. Just
pressure.
Like this. Yeah.
So the epidural started working better.
She had like a side effect reaction, a big side effect reaction, just twitching.
To the epidural.
Yeah. So she was like twitching the whole time.
Oh,
like,
that's so scary.
God, you okay?
Yeah.
And she was like motionless and like.
She's just tired.
I'm like, oh my God, I feel so bad. So all the emotions were like, oh my God. Like you want to be strong you know, as the dad, but you can only do so much.
Yeah. You got to like not show fear because then she's going to be like, why are you worried?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay. But I just kind of just laid there next to her the whole time. And then all of a sudden we just hear. Happy birthday!
Wah,
wah. I was like, oh my God.
Didn't even know they said that.
Me too.
Yeah.
It makes sense because it is
a birthday. Yeah, it's the birthday.
And
it's
then,
like the actual birthday.
Yeah. And then Mona and I just look at each other. Like, is that her? Is that her?
Like, no, no, this isn't yours. We're going to get the other. We're not done.
Like, oh, no. And then all of a sudden, one of the nurses are like, you want to see her? I was like, I looked at Mona. I was like, should we see her together? Or should you want me to go? She's like, yeah, you should go. Because she didn't want me to see her like this.
Who?
Monette.
Oh.
Monette said, you should go see her because she just felt bad. Like,
wait, if I stayed. When you say go, you mean take two steps to the other side?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I went past the sheet. It was crazy because like I stepped past the sheet. I looked over.
Yeah.
Her freaking stomach was on her stomach.
You looked at the stomach?
Oh, like, oh my God. That's a stomach, bro. I think it was stomach. It could be placenta.
And you were like, why am I hungry?
No, like, ooh, I started salivating. I'm like, ooh, that's not a let go, bro. Put that in my freaking menudo or something. And then I walked over and I see the baby just in the little baby warmer.
Yeah.
And then like probably like three or four like pediatrician nurses just like patting her, making sure she's like, warm. And she had like a tube down her throat to suck out all the amniotic fluid. And then I guess the baby was like trying to figure out how to work.
The baby?
Yeah. Because like
doing the same thing Monette was doing, just twitching?
Yeah, it was like this. Her eyes were like cross-eyed and like doing like this.
She was just calibrating.
Yeah, calibrating. Yeah, yeah. I was like, bro, oh my God, baby's broken, bro. I feel so bad. But then after a while, you know, she just calibrated.
Yeah.
And she was like looking. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wait, I want to go back to the stomach. So what did you see? It was just open?
Open. Okay, there was a slit right here. Right
straight there. Across, horizontal.
Yeah, horizontal slit. And all of a sudden you see a stomach just laying on top right here.
Oh, they had to take out the stomach? It wasn't in?
Yeah, you gotta move organs to cut the.
And they just set it on uterus? on your body?
I guess. I would like to say it's the stomach, but it's probably the placenta. Oh. But I don't think it's the placenta because I saw a placenta across the room. Unless that was someone else's placenta. I don't think that would keep someone else's placenta in the operating room. Wait.
Was it connected?
Yeah.
So it was hanging out, but it was still connected inside.
Yeah. You gotta move stuff to get the freaking uterus.
Did you not cut the cord?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Not the initial cord, but they kind of kept a long cord for me to cut.
Oh.
Yeah. You want to see a video? I have a video.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you later.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, they can see my reaction, but okay. Yeah. That's crazy.
But
when Andrew was born, I remember.
I'll show you a video, bro.
Okay.
Lit. Okay.
Wait. Tell me what I'm about to see so I can prep my brain.
It's just me cutting the umbilical cord.
Okay.
That's it.
Who's filming it?
One of the pediatric
okay,
nurses.
Okay. What? It's like a freaking, it's like a freaking, like a ribbon cutting situation?
Yeah, basically. What? Oh, here we go.
What? I'm about to.
See?
Oh, so they, oh, you got the slack. You cut the slack.
Yeah.
So they, oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't separate the baby and the mummy.
No.
You just.
I cut the slack of the thingy.
So when Andrew was born, I remember, so he, that it, you know, the little bit that's left?
Yeah.
And then it eventually fell off.
Uh-huh.
And it like turned into like.
Like a little mushroom.
Yeah, like a little thing. And my mom kept it under his bed. She was like, oh, it's a Filipino tradition. I was like, no, it's not. But so she did. And then I remember looking at it. I was like 11, 10, I don't know, 12.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at it like a couple months later. I was like, is it still under there? And it looked like a freaking raisin. And I was like, mom, what? I feel like it's not sanitary.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember. I think we threw it away. But
oh, okay.
It was weird.
It is weird. It is
dang,
weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. After that, they put us into like a recovery room.
You had to stay there for a while because C-section?
C-section, yeah. It took a minute because like she can't walk after that. She needs super help because that's a major surgery, man.
Yeah.
So we're in the hospital. Like, we were cleared to go after like 3 days.
Yeah.
But she wanted to stay another just because, you know,
just
all the resources are there.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, let's do it just in case.
I have a question. You don't have to answer.
Sure.
You got out of the hospital.
Yeah.
How much cost was that? Because you did stay at the hospital. You had the unplanned C-section.
Yeah.
You had, you were there at like, I don't know how they charge. Like, do they charge by the hour there at the hospital or?
I think per procedure. You can guess. You want to guess? I'll give you like two choices. Two chances.
Okay. So you know the price of before, like a regular one?
No.
And then plus the C-section added on a lot more?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't know.
I don't. I just know how much I paid.
How much you paid. Okay. Yeah. So I'm a guess to have a baby and an unplanned C-section and 2 days in the hospital?
No, like four.
4 days in the hospital. Oh, I feel like each day is so expensive. I'm going to say $30,000.
No.
Oh, more or less?
Less.
Oh, good. Woo! Because I'm like, can I even afford to have a baby right now?
Yeah, okay. you can. With insurance, though.
Okay, with insurance. Okay, 15?
No.
More, less?
Less.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I really
with
thought
with insurance?
Like,
you want to know the answer?
Yeah.
$260.
No way!
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What? That's
I said that too. Because the phone rang. It's like, hey, this is a discharge bill. So with your insurance, you're just
for
wanna...
4 days in the $50 $50 a day in the hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus the unplanned.
It's probably
C-section.
A lot more, but I'm
plus
like,
the unplanned.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right?
I'm like, what? You're like, let's have some more.
I know. I didn't say that, but
yeah.
He's like, you want to pay this now? I was like, hell yeah, I'll pay this $260.
No, what? You're like, can we pay in payments? Can we do
yeah.
That's
like,
crazy.
Okay, let's go.
So I can do it.
Yeah.
Wait, I have health insurance, but we're not married yet, so she's not under my health insurance yet.
She would have to be under a health insurance.
So we
what
have
she
to.
Have health insurance?
She has health insurance.
Okay,
I think
we're good.
Or maybe not.
Make sure it's PPO because PPO is.
Super. I have PPO.
Okay, make sure
but
you have PPO.
When we get married, I can bring her under mine, right?
You can, yeah.
So if we get pregnant before she gets under my health insurance, we gotta keep it a secret.
Oh.
We can't let the insurance because if she randomly accidentally got pregnant.
Yeah.
Which everybody's doing these days.
Okay.
it's like getting sick and then. And then getting health insurance and then saying
I think that's
that
how it works. I don't know how it works. I was surprised as much as you are right now.
Because I was watching House and House went into this room and then he told the patient and then he's like, you have health insurance? Because he found out they had something bad. Yeah. Uh-huh. And like it's going to be expensive. And he's like, well, you should get health insurance because you might have something. But if I officially tell you you have something, it's not going to be covered in insurance.
Yeah.
So if I were you, I would go get health insurance and then come back and then we'll do some more tests.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just thinking ahead.
Yeah. Just make sure. The guy
I got to get married first.
Yeah.
Or
not. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind having a baby first, but she super wants to get married first. I'm like, yeah, that's probably the good way to do it. But
yeah, dude, it was.
You got to be careful, by the way.
Why?
Because I just saw a post and they said the freaking, it was just a compilation of couples finding out they're pregnant again within like 3 months, 2 months, 4 months. Because you guys, I mean, like as a couple, you haven't really done anything for a while because healing. Uh-huh. But then when you are able to, everybody gets excited and you just do it a lot. And then you're not careful. And then you're pregnant again within 3 months.
She's already pregnant.
No! Come on, I'm sweating. That was like the fastest back sweat I've ever gotten. That's crazy. Oh, so were you surprised by my video?
Yeah, that was so sweet of
you,
bro.
Like it? I was like, aww. I thought of that before because like we haven't met her yet.
Yeah.
It was like a month and I knew we weren't going to be able to meet her right away.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, so I wrote this script and then like the day after we wrote the script, you mentioned coming over to meet her. And I was like, well, I don't have time to film my video. So I actually filmed that after, but I wrote the script before I met her. But I filmed it right after.
Oh,
yeah.
What did you think? My first time I meet her, what was going through your mind?
She's not very talkative.
Oh, yeah. She's,
yeah. Like she got to work on her social skills.
Oh, I know. We're going to actually have an appointment with a speech therapist in like a month.
But she was like so tiny, so little. I was like the first Mona or you or one of you. Are like, you want to hold her? And I was like, oh, I gotta sit down.
Yeah, I'm not ready for this yet. No,
I was like, oh, I had to sit down first because I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. And then I put the picture you gave me. I put it at the end of the video.
Aww.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was cool. That video was cool. I was like, I wasn't crying the whole time, and then I actually filmed the ending, the last like 10 seconds, and then I was fine, and then I was like, okay, I'm not gonna cry this whole video because I've been crying too recently in these videos. I'm just crying a lot.
I know.
And I was like, okay, I'm not gonna cry. And then I said it, but I messed up the words.
Ooh.
And by the time I was gonna say the second one, my eyes were watering. I was like, dang.
Oh,
it.
No.
So then I had to put a couple tears in there.
Oh.
And I was like, ah, I was trying so hard.
Oh, that was so sweet.
That was cute.
I was
yeah.
like, oh, Uncle Alex is doing his best right now. Message. I want to go back. Going back to the hospital visit.
Oh yeah.
We fell asleep finally at like 3 or 4 a.m.
After?
After. Because
okay.
What? I didn't realize. You got random visitors coming to your room. Like, hi, this is me. I'm just going to check your vitals. Oh, this is me. I'm just going to check this. Check this. Uh-huh. So they're just constantly just being woken up by people. And then when we finally, like, got some rest and woke up, it's probably like 8 o'clock. It was kind of crazy because everything just kind of settled for a second.
Yeah.
And then I just started crying.
Like, oh, because...
Like, everything just, like, hit me all at once. Like, oh.
You finally had the energy to cry, probably.
Yeah,
you
just didn't have exactly, energy. Bro. Because they just put her in the bassinet, like, next to... Because I slept on the couch. Yeah. A little couch thing. And then the bassinet's between Monette and me.
Yeah.
And I just looked at the baby, and I was like, I started crying.
Yeah.
Because I started... Because the baby just started kicking like this. I'm like, that's the kick that... Freaking, I saw feeling. In the freaking belly, so everything just connected. Like, oh my god, that's the kick that she did in the belly, and then she started hiccuping, like all of a sudden, like that's the hiccup that, everything just connected.
And, do you know if she's left handed or right handed, or do you not figure that out until later?
I don't know yet.
I wonder,
That's a good question. So I don't know, we'll see.
It's only like 10% of people are left handed, I think.
When it's left handed, I'm right.
Oh, she is,
yeah.
So. Oh.
50-50, I guess.
Oh, dang. I hope she's left. I feel like left is cooler.
Yeah.
Right's so basic.
It is basic. But left-handers got some hard life, though, because the world's meant for right-handers.
Oh, they got to get, like, left-handed spoons, left-handed forks, left-handed scissors, everything. Dang. Yeah.
So, I mean, he could be ambidextrous. That would be cool, too.
What if she can't drive on the side that we drive on, so she has to? You guys have to move to the UK or something?
We got to move to UK. We got to move to UK. We got to move to UK.
Dang, that's crazy. So now we're through that. So now the roughest part is the first 3 months.
Ooh.
Was the first month a lot harder than the second month? She's 2 months old.
The second month is pretty rough. I mean, they're rough in different ways.
Yeah.
The first full night in the hospital was probably the roughest.
Why?
Because you don't know how to take care of the baby, and you're kind of just figuring out how to do it, and the baby's... I think that's when the baby realizes it's not in the womb.
Yeah.
And it's just constant crying. You don't know how to soothe the baby. You just don't sleep.
Oh,
after just, not sleeping the night before. So you're just kind of like delirious the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's very emotional. It's more emotionally draining the first full night than physical. Because you're just like, I guess physical too. But once you figure it out, which you never do.
Yeah.
You only figure out bits and pieces at a time.
Yeah.
I think the second month is harder just because the baby is more woke.
Oh.
More conscious.
Freaking, it's because the LA baby, that's why.
What?
Freaking woke babies.
Freaking vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Week 6 through 8, which we are on right now.
You just finished
pretty
it.
Pretty hard. We're just finishing up. They call it the witching hours, the witching week, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the baby doesn't know how to fall asleep. By herself.
Oh.
So what does the baby do? Just cry. So you're trying to figure out how to teach her how to sleep by herself.
Yeah.
Which is kind of tricky.
I heard screen time helps.
Yeah, I gave her One Piece.
Yeah.
Didn't like that. Watch this thing called Eat Bulaga.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's like a daily Filipino like variety show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she still in it? Like in the witching hours, or it's done?
I hope it's done, man. The secret is just to swaddle her all the way.
Yeah.
Like straitjacket her.
Yeah.
Like swaddle.
Yeah.
And then have the white noise very loud. And it works all the time, so.
Is the white noise for her, or so you don't have to hear the crying?
Both.
Okay.
Freaking hate the crying, man. No, I love the crying. It's
She cried a little bit when I was there. At least it's not like loud yet. Like when she gets her like full freaking lungs, then it's gonna be annoying.
Yeah,
but right now it's like, oh, it's cute.
The crying's nice because I feel bad because they don't know how to talk yet.
Yeah.
They only know how to cry, like, ah. Oh, I feel so bad for her. She can't do anything.
Dang. You know what, I feel like you've been through a lot. So you 2 months into this thing.
Yeah, basically.
How long are you gonna go for?
What do you mean?
Like her whole life?
Wait, what?
You're gonna be like 18 years and then... Are you guys already looking forward to like nice, 18 years, we're free?
Oh, I mean, jokingly.
All right. I'm so over this.
18 more years. No. I mean, the more I spend time with her, the more I, like, I don't want to let her go kind of thing.
Already?
Yeah, dude, last night. Last night, it was like 2 a.m. And I was like feeding her with a little bottle feedy. Mm-hmm. And I just looked at her like, dang, I love you.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. You got to feed her like forever.
What do you mean?
Not forever, but for like a long time. You got to feed her all the time.
Yeah, every day. She like, loves titties.
Mm-hmm. She loves titties. I was wondering, so she?
Huh?
Who do you think wins that?
What do you mean?
You or her?
Her, for sure. Bro, she a lesbian. Crazy. She loved that titty, bro. Every time I see a woman, she's like, so like, loud, bro.
Dang, girl, get another hobby.
I'm like, oh, bro, say something for me. Yeah. I want you know, that titty.
I was talking to Alexis, and I was like, I was streaming the other day.
Yeah.
And usually, like, a lot of times, we're like, KBBQ, we love KBBQ. Yeah. And then we...
oh, that sounds so good, bro.
Oh, you haven't had it? You can't? No,
I just haven't time.
Oh, okay. But usually, like, they start gifting, and they want us to drink. We're like, all right, cool, whatever, we'll drink.
Yeah.
And then we start talking about crazy stuff. And she was like, I was like, dang, what if, like, you get pregnant one day, and we run out of creamer? You gonna hit me up? You gonna fill my coffee a little bit? And she was like, what? And
over
like,
the milk?
Like, yeah, and I was like, do people do that?
Uh-huh.
No, you've never done that.
What? No. Not the creamer. Because we went on a date for the first time.
Uh-huh.
We went to get sushi, but then we went hard with the sake, and we kind of got turned a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she had to, like, pump, because you're supposed to pump every, like, 2-3 hours if you're not nursing. And then she had, like, a good little supply there. But she can't give it to the baby.
Yeah.
Cause
so you drank it.
I drank that shit.
How much? Just a little taste?
Like this. I was like,
you took a shot?
No, it was probably like, I don't know, like 40 ounces.
I don't know how much that is.
And I was like, ooh, it was nice.
Wait, it tastes like cereal milk?
It's cereal milk, yeah. It's cereal. How do you know that?
I don't know.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
That's sweet.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What
kind of cereal? Like Fruit Loops?
I don't know. I was kind of turned too one at a time.
Do you think there's more in that? You got more turned because you drank that?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's crazy that it goes there that quick.
Yeah, just for that one. Like an hour. Like after you can't. I don't know. Something like that. I'm like, I'll take it.
Okay, so we got on that conversation during KBBQ and we're drinking. And then I was like, what's the like range? How far? Is it like mid-range? Is it like close range? Is it like long range?
Oh.
How far can you like...
Like this?
Yeah. So guess. I know it. I know the answer. The world record for the farthest boob squirt. I could tell you what our guesses were.
When we tried it, it was like 10 feet.
What? Well, I guessed. I think like 12 feet, and she guessed 5 feet.
Okay.
So that's our guesses. What do you think?
10. I think it's 10.
It's 8. Eight, like, and a half or something.
That's far, bro.
That's far, but I thought it was farther. I think I guessed, like, 13 or something.
Got your ass.
That's pretty far.
Yeah, dude. That's pretty gnarly, bro.
Yeah.
Titties are pretty gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Love titties.
So how long does that happen?
What do you mean?
Lactation.
Like, every 2 hours. 2-3 hours.
No, I mean, how long until, like, she stops that?
Oh, I don't know. Until they stop breastfeeding.
How long does that?
Breastfeeding?
Yeah. Like, how long do you breastfeed?
That's a great question. I don't know. Because they're supposed to eat solids like 6 months or something. Like baby food. So dang. Maybe 6 months.
That's a liquid diet for 6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. From the get-go. That's rough.
The what?
Just, I couldn't imagine going on a liquid diet for, and I'm old.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So doing it at the beginning.
I know. In the beginning, there wasn't even anything.
So she's only had milk?
Milk and there's this thing called colostrum. In the very beginning, because the body doesn't produce milk until like 2 days after birth.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like this little clear secretion from the nipple called colostrum. And that's like super gold. Like that's better than breast milk.
Oh!
Like this drop of colostrum is like equal to like 50 breast milks.
So why don't they just keep them on that?
Because it goes away after like a day.
Oh, it's
so rare. Yeah, she makes it.
Oh, I thought they just gave it to you.
No. The nipple makes it. So that thing is rare. It's liquid gold. They call it liquid gold.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Any plans for number two?
No. Yeah. We would love her to have a little like a sibling.
Yeah.
I don't know. But right now, we're just 8 weeks in. We're just like, we're just tired all the time.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah. In that compilation I told you about where they found out that they were pregnant again, it's always the girl showing the guy, and then they're like, no, no. And a lot of times they're just like, not because they're not happy. They're just tired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Honestly, yeah, I wouldn't mind. That's fun.
Yeah.
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 Is that that's what your mom did, right? And your dad?
Yeah. Like, I think Aaron's only 13 months older than me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, 9. That's 5 months in.
It's like, yeah, 4 months or, I don't know. It was pretty quick.
Yeah.
And it's very common because you're like super susceptible to getting pregnant again.
Yeah, because you're so fertile, bro.
So you got to be careful. Yeah.
Or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You got to take the dirt road for a while.
Oh, that dirt road. That, he meant. I'm like, what dirt?
What dirt? Oh, man, that's crazy. So you is popping it up. You is a papa.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
it's fine, bro. I got to tell you that, bro. Because it's like, I don't know, man. Like the past couple of years, kind of figuring out a purpose and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now this one, it's like you found a whole new purpose. Yeah. You live for her, bro.
I sent you that thing. So it says, sick. Give a man a daughter and he'll 4x his income within 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're so motivated.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2016 all over again for me right now. It's pretty lit.
What do you think? What are you going to do, like, work-wise? You think you're going to put, because you're not streaming, you're kind of YouTube?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's a great question.
You're on the social media track right now?
Right now, I'm just doing shorts. Because that's all I have time for.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to master shorts. Just because it's like, it kind of came out like 2020.
Yeah.
And then at the time, ours already burnt out. So I didn't really put more, like, much time and effort to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm kind of having fun just figuring out the templates.
Yeah.
Like, per social platform.
Yeah, because life is freaking long.
Huh?
Life is long.
Life is long.
So you're going to, like, it's like you have a lot now, but you, like, if you have enough for like 10 years that you can live off of, like, that's still not long enough. You gotta figure it out. You gotta last at least 20 years because then you gotta pay for college.
Exactly, bro.
So you gotta like stretch that money or like figure out what you're gonna do next.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, right now just shorts until like have time to actually sit and plan what to do with work.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, time being, man, my priority is all on her, making sure she survives, making sure she has a good life and good parents and good attention.
And uncles,
And uncles and
uncle. Crazy.
Yeah, so.
There's going to be, like, eventually, she's going to just, like, I want to go to my cousin's house. And then I'm just going to see her run in, and I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. She's going to be like, hey, and then run by, and then I'm going to be like, oh, geez.
Yeah, dude, it's weird. I mean, it's cool seeing her. She changes every week. Like, something new happens. Like, this week, she started, like, laughing.
Oh, like, first time?
Ah, no, I mean.
Oh.
Like, ah. Like
the
that.
Cooing. When did that happen?
Like, 2 weeks ago.
And what was that? Were you like, oh.
Yeah, I was like.
She's like, cuckoo. Like, and you're like, oh, it's a bird.
And she said,
ah.
I was like, is that a word? Yeah.
She's like, no.
It's cute, though, because, like, sometimes she would smile, like.
Oh.
Oh, that's so cute.
How long did it take for a smile? Like, it's an actual smile? Like, she's laughing or happy? Or it's just like...
It's poo-poo.
Oh.
It's poo-poo. It's a poo-poo. I'm like, oh, you tricked me.
But she hasn't smiled yet? Or like
I think she has, though. She smiles because she has to poop, but then I feel like... I like to think she's smiling because she's happy.
She's enjoying it.
Yeah.
Just like her dad.
Yeah. Yeah. She poops a lot,
but she hasn't laughed yet. Like...
No, like not yet. When that happens, I'm gonna be like, oh my god.
I know. You're gonna be doing something random and she's just gonna think it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, you could just drop something or pick something up and she'd think that's funny.
Yeah.
And you just keep picking it up.
Yeah, because it's addicting. It's addicting. Yeah. Like, oh, you like that? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, hopefully it's something simple. I don't feel like falling off a ladder multiple times if that makes her laugh.
Yeah, that would suck.
But if she makes her laugh, I got to.
Man, I can't. I feel like, ugh.
Huh?
How old are you now? 34?
Yeah.
Dang. I'm about to turn 36 in March.
Oh.
And so
that's next month.
I know, but I probably won't have a kid until like 38, 39.
Why? You gonna wait?
I mean, we gotta get married first.
We don't have to.
Yeah, but she really wants to. So we gotta figure that out, but...
Yeah. How's that going? How's your wedding thing going?
It's going.
You start planning?
I just... kinda. But we're gonna do a small one, so it's not too much planning for
of
that.
Of course.
But... it's just the saving up. Every time I like start saving up, I just get hit with something. Like yesterday, my gums were bleeding. And I was like, why is my gums bleeding? And they've been bleeding like a little bit. Like they've just been very sensitive when I brush my teeth and stuff for like a year or two. That's
a long time.
I just eventually thought it was going to stop and it didn't stop. So I was like,
okay, gingivitis, bro.
I don't know. So I went to the dentist and they're like, okay, let's do a scan. And then they did a scan and they called me back in yesterday. And I was like, okay. And I went in and they're like, so you broke it. And I was like, broke what? And they said the actual bone under the veneer, it like has a horizontal clean cut. And they're like, that's one of the cleanest cuts we've ever seen.
Oh my God.
And it's from a punch. And I was they're like, it's a boxing. So I guess like it was, it's just like gotten bad enough. Like it wasn't too bad, but it's gotten worse. And they're like, okay, we gotta do this, do that. We gotta do this, do that, whatever. All the stuff they gotta do, implant, whatever. And $10,000.
Oh,
I was
my
like, come on, no. What?
Oh, just to fix a veneer?
Nope, they gotta take it out because the bone's broken. It's not the veneer.
Oh,
they
gotta that's the actual structure.
Yeah, and they gotta put an implant in. And they had to do something called a bridge to make it stronger. So they had to take, like this morning I went, I thought they were just gonna do an impression.
Yeah.
And they had to take out these two. So these are two temporary ones. For 2 weeks, I gotta heal back up, let my gums heal. Then I go back in and they have this three-tooth thing and they implant it. It's not like hockey players where they can take it out and take it in.
Yeah.
They have to implant it in. So I was like, oh, they said after that, you'll be good.
I could already see Monette's face listening to this.
She's
like, Alex.
I know. It's probably the biggest mistake I've done. Yeah.
What, the veneers?
Getting veneers, yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Especially in Colombia. Don't do it. Don't do it just because it's cheaper. Freaking Fousey talked me into it.
Fousey. How's his veneers? Same thing.
He had veneers and he went to go get them redone over there because it's cheaper.
Oh.
And I went from real teeth to veneers. And, you know, when I went there and they were like, okay, you're going to get veneers to Fousey. And I was like, me too. And they're like, really? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, you sure? And I was like, yeah. But they like, I should have been like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't.
That didn't go in your mind.
But you're I was like, already there, so I was like, oh, I'm already here, it's gonna, whatever. And I've already had so many cavities from the dentist growing up that I thought, oh, it's like a reset. I was super wrong. Don't go to freaking Colombia for anything. Don't do it. And it sucks because, like, me and Fousey had money to do it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's fine. But there was other people there that were, they were, like, spending the last of their money to get their, because they had really messed up teeth and they're like, okay, last of their money to do this. And the amount of money I've had to spend just to fix everything that they messed up, it's bad. Like for people that those other guys that didn't have money that freaking, I feel bad for them. They're like, they're just struggling. Like they really, it's a scam and you go over there and they just take your money and just send you on your way. And then you end up having to pay tens of thousands of dollars to fix what they did.
And how much was it in Colombia?
$2,000.
Oh my God.
And then when I came back here and got them all redone, $10,000. Now I just have to replace this same price as getting all the veneers.
Oh my God.
Big mistake, big mistake.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Dang. 20s, bro. You were 20s?
Nope.
30.
I think I was about, no. I think I was like 31. It's been like 5 years. Yeah, big mistake. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it, guys.
Yeah. It's hot. I
gotta
take off my socks.
Oh, man. That topic. Oh, you got black.
No, green.
Green. You got green toes.
I always, every once in a while, I'll paint my toenails just for no reason.
Yeah. Oh, we gotta go to San Diego soon. Is that still happening?
Oh, yeah.
Is that still a thing?
I don't know. We're supposed to host something, right? At a college?
Like a 30-minute Q&A in college.
I don't know. I haven't heard about it at all.
Anyways. I don't know. Can I ride with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Lit.
Let's go.
Yeah. It's back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think we'll probably, I mean, maybe spend the night, but that's it, and then come right back in the morning.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, let's just go back.
Yeah, let's
remember when we went for the wedding, and we're like, man, we could have just went home that day.
For Florida?
San Diego, for Carlos' wedding.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, we can just go back.
Yeah, no traffic. It depends on if it's a night thing. I don't know.
That's true.
Hopefully it's not.
Anyways, we have a thing in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a Q&A. If you're in San Diego, just come say hi.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, though.
At some college over there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are we still in Jollibee posters?
I think so. That was pretty lit.
It's still, they've been keeping it in there forever.
Yeah, I know.
I'm surprised. I don't think we ever talked about it on the podcast because it
wasn't
out yet.
Yeah.
So Jollibee, we did a collab with them and we freaking, they were like, okay, we want to do this like social media stuff. We're like, cool. And then they're like, okay, we also going to do a photo shoot and we'll let you know if you use the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, cool. And I thought, oh, they're just going to post our picture on Instagram or something.
Yeah.
They freaking put a giant poster of me and Roy. Some of them are huge, mm-hmm. like 5 feet tall. Of me and Roy in every Jollibee in America, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I was we didn't even know. And I found out because we were getting sent pictures through social media of fans taking pictures with these freaking Jollibee posters.
It's pretty awesome.
And I think they're still in every Jollibee.
Yeah, dude. Times Square. That was a crazy one. I was like, oh, we're in Times Square.
Awesome. And I saw a few compilations of, I guess you've been talking about wanting to do a Jollibee brand deal for years
Years, bro.
They just did all these compilations of you like saying, Jollibee, sponsor me. Where Jollibee, sponsor me.
TikTok?
Yeah, somewhere. Just look up TikTok. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, that's cool. Yeah, we did it. And I didn't even realize, oh, we did do it.
Did do what?
That counts. What? Like we collabed with Jollibee.
Yeah, sponsor.
That's cool.
Yeah. You got sponsored before though, right? Or
yeah.
Commercial? Yeah.
They like years ago, that's Matt came with me and they were like, "Hey, we want to do a meet and greet in the Philippines." Mm. I was like, "Okay." And then they're like, "Cool, you want to we'll fly you out?" I was like, "Only if I could bring two of my friends and book two excursions." And they said, "Okay." And then I was like, what? And like they were like, yeah, right away. And then so we flew over there. They shut down a two-story Jollibee. And they gave us bodyguards. And we show up. And I guess like I think we're popular in the Philippines. Because the whole thing was full inside. And then there was a huge crowd outside that couldn't fit in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And they brought us in. And we just had this big meet and greet. And then they after that, we went to... I think like an orphanage or something.
An orphanage?
Like a birthday or something. I don't know.
Adopted some people?
No. But we went to like see some orphan kids, I think.
Ah.
It was another Jollibee, but I think it was like...
You guys?
I don't know, like terminal kids or something. It was so long ago, but it was really cool. And then they flew us to another island and we swam with whale sharks and we went canyoneering and they gave us a Jollibee escort guy. And he was not prepared for the adventure.
Yeah.
He was super out of shape. He wasn't like heavy, but he was just older, and I think he smoked cigarettes, and he just could not keep up.
Oh no!
But the bodyguards were super in shape, and me and Matt were super in shape, so we're like, hey, let's jog, because we had to jog like up a mountain for like a mile to get to the top of the.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, let's go. And then we kept stopping because we're like, oh. Because he was not making it. He was struggling.
Oh, my God.
But he was super, like, upbeat about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, like, the craziest trip of my life, pretty much.
Dang, Jollibee, where was this?
We found out.
Oh, my God, it was a poster.
It was because the daughter of the CEO was a huge fan.
Oh.
That's why they didn't negotiate. They said, yep. And they just accepted everything. It's like, yep, come.
What?
Yeah, and then she hung out with us the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I bet she's like an adult now. She was, like, 12 or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and probably that was, like 20, 10 years ago. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Jollibee, do it again. Please, that was cool.
Yeah. We but also anyways. Got another cool thing we can't talk about.
Which one?
I just called you about it a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's
going
to be fun.
Yeah.
It's like a Jollibee collab, but it's a different kind of collab.
Yeah, guys, do yourself a favor. Get a green wallet, bro.
Yeah.
It's been, I don't know, ever since I got mine, it's just been bull, 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 bull.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Oh, that's soon, huh?
Yeah, it's like a week and a half.
Oh, yeah, it's a great question. I don't know. Why? Trying to eat somewhere?
Oh, yeah, if you want to. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Because we weren't going to do anything crazy. We're just going to get each other a small present because she might be working.
Yeah.
But if she's not, yeah, I'm down to do a double date thing.
We like get doing dates every week now. It's healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, is it a certain day?
No.
Just any day.
On a weekday, just because it's not busy.
Yeah.
And if it's... at like 5.
Yeah.
That way it's not busy.
Yeah.
Go home early. Call
that's
it
perfect.
A night.
Yeah. Let them win.
Yeah.
Dang. So are you considered a stay at home dad? Because when she goes back to work, you're just a stay at home dad?
Yeah. I'll just be at home.
Oh.
Working. Or, yeah, stay at home dad.
You're working from home. So stay at home dad. Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like I need. Luckily, my parents are moving.
Yeah.
And.
Oh, you have a date.
From now.
Oh.
2-3 weeks.
Are they going to move in with you until they get a place?
Yeah. Dude, getting a house is freaking lame, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, finding a house is fine. It's just getting like pre-approved from the bank.
Yeah, and then escrow, and then they drop out or something, and then you got to negotiate. It's a lot. Yeah.
So, Yeah, I'm excited. I realized I thought I could like work and then take care of the baby at the same time. Nope. Baby needs attention. They got to sleep. Mm. I thought I could just like leave her in the bassinet for like 8 hours. Nope, can't do that.
But you can. So what? So you, it's like when they say you got to sleep when the baby sleeps. So when the baby sleeps, you work.
Yeah. Mm. But she sleeps like barely, like probably 30 minutes. I can't do 8 hours of work. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes. So that's when you have like nannies. But
yeah.
My parents, our parents don't like nannies because they say they're going to kidnap the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So
you got both. Or you got,
exactly.
Yeah, you got them.
So we're good. I mean, we'll cross that bridge whenever we cross it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But right now we're in the dirt road.
Well, when do kids start preschool? Like 3, 4?
I don't even know what that is.
Because kindergarten's...
It's 4, 5, right?
No, first grade is 5.
No, first grade is 6.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure... Oh, I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter, but...
Yeah.
I think... Wait, 3 or 4 is preschool. Oh, so yeah. So first grade's 5. Oh, no, then kindergarten's 5.
I'm so excited, bro.
Oh.
I can't wait to go on field trips and stuff, bro.
Yeah.
That'd be so sick.
That's probably going to be hard, though. The first day you take them to school, it's the first time you don't have them for like 8 hours, school is.
Yeah. Right now, I'm like, whatever. But I'm pretty sure when that time comes after spending that much time with
them,
I'm like, oh, man.
I think the hardest thing about letting them go to school is just all the, you can't control who they like become friends with, who they experience things. If the teacher's having a bad day and they're just being mean that day, then like, because I've had teachers who are like, damn, why are you so mean today?
Yeah.
I had a teacher shook me one time.
What?
Yeah, she's like, she just grabbed me and turned me around. I was probably like 6 or 7.
Oh my
and
god.
And she was like, 6, 7. never do that again, you hear me? Mm-hmm. And like shook me.
Oh my
and
I was god, like, that's
it was
abuse.
because she thought I forged a signature, which I didn't, but I guess she was having a bad day, and she just, like, snapped on me, and I was like, what? I don't, but, like, whatever, that happens, and you can't control it, and you're not there, and then, like, I'm pretty sure I didn't tell my parents, oh, my teacher shook me.
Yeah.
I told them, hey, my teacher didn't think your signature was real, but, because I'm a kid, I don't know to tell them that.
Yeah.
So it's just so many things can happen, and it's out of your control, and you're like, oh.
Oh, my God,
so scary.
Bro. It is scary.
But you're a daddy.
You said that same time. Yeah. I know. I'm a dad, bro.
It's crazy. If you have another, you don't care, boy or girl, or do
I
you
really
have a,
don't.
You
care.
Don't have a preference at all.
Nah.
Not even a little bit. So I think it'd be cool to have one of each, but I wouldn't care if I didn't. But I think I would want. I would be like, oh, boy or girl, that'd be cool.
Yeah, boy or girl would be cool.
Yeah.
But as long as they're healthy, bro.
Yeah.
After experiencing that labor thing, I'm just like, yo, just be healthy, bro.
That's well, all that matters. I heard second pregnancy is a lot easier.
Yeah.
Just because your body, it's like muscle memory. Like, mm-hmm. You remember, it's already been through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
We'll see.
Dang, that's crazy. So she had what? A C-section. Yeah. So yeah. She's never had a downstairs birth. I don't know how to say it.
The where?
The regular.
Vaginal birth.
There you go.
They said downstairs birth.
Well, it's weird talking about my best friend's wife's.
It's just vaginal birth, bro.
I just say downstairs. I think they know what I mean. They know
downstairs
what I mean.
Birth.
They know what I mean.
Downstairs birth.
Yeah, downstairs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. I lost it.
Yeah.
Sleep deprived.
Dang. So, So you're going to be chilling at like probably 4 months. You're like, okay, I super got the hang of this. Like, she's figured out sleep.
Yeah, I think so. That's when it gets easy. Like,
yeah.
That's when like a lot of parents travel, because that's like the baby can't really move yet, but the baby has a routine that's very predictable, and they're just like, you know how to soothe them, basically.
So you said she has to get her shots.
Yeah, she gets it like next Tuesday.
And what shots are those? Those are shots so that now she's like less susceptible to getting sick from somebody.
Yeah, I mean, if she gets sick, she knows how to handle it.
Yeah,
rather than like, oh no, buddy got the flu from Japan and
yeah,
she got to take their ER or whatever. I don't know.
Just so now that she's about to get her shots, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? You can take her out in public now. And
oh, yeah, we're going to Sacramento.
Flying?
Yeah, we have a wedding to go to.
You're
gonna
be
going straight there.
You're going to be...
What?
You're going to be the guy with the baby on the plane.
Hey, there's a hack, though.
What?
There's a hack, though. I've been talking to dads. Like, yo, you flew with a baby.
It's
how do
rough.
You do it?
Like, I wouldn't know, but I when there's a baby next to me, I'm like, oh.
You just gotta know how to soothe the baby, bro. Babies only cry if they gotta change their diaper, they're hungry, or they're sleepy. So if they're hungry, you know how to do titties.
Yo, on the plane?
Yeah, on the plane. Yeah.
Oh, just a blanket.
Yeah, the hack is like you put the baby on the titty.
Yeah.
When the plane's gonna take off.
Yeah.
And then like the whole rocking of the plane going up and the white noise and the titty. Yeah. That's knockout for at least an hour.
Okay. And it's a short flight.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably the plan.
I've been on planes where that baby was crying for like 4 hours. And I'm just like,
they don't know the soothe baby. Oh, that baby probably has colic, bro. You ever heard of colic?
Well, I've also with toddlers, like they're not even babies anymore, and they just won't stop crying, and just they're fussy and complaining, and they're just kicking the seat in front of them, and I'm just like, oh my gosh,
that's the hard time to travel.
Yeah,
with a toddler. Kid. Yeah, toddler. Because I saw like a ranking of like when and the hardest, most difficult time to travel with a kid.
Yeah,
I think. Once they're like between 1 and 2 and 2 to 3, that's the hardest time, bro.
Yeah.
Because you can't. That's when they can walk. Basically, when they're mobile and they have an attitude and personality, that's going to be the rough part.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I said that in the video. I was like, when you're. Oh, that is crazy. I made that video. I was like, oh, she's probably going to watch this when she's older and can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dang, she's going to be like middle school or high school, and she's going to find this video like
exactly,
freaking 1,000 videos back and be like, whoa.
Exactly. That's why like during the when I was vlogging during the pregnancy, like, you have any advice for the daughter when she probably see this? She's probably going to see it.
That's crazy. Yeah, so I was like, whenever your parents take your phone away, because I was thinking about your story. And I was like, and it's like totally unfair. Because in my head, she was a teenager.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's gonna be cool.
It'll be fun. So it's great, bro. It's such a blessing.
What did Monette think about the video? Because I didn't even tell you guys I was gonna post that at all.
She said, "Oh, you know, Alex posted a video. Yeah, I know. It's just so sweet." And then she like reposted it. Like, what did she say, Uncle
Tito Alex? Alex, yeah,
yeah. So it was very sweet.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad she liked it. Mm-hmm. What did she think though?
What the baby?
What did the baby think? Yeah.
I showed it to her. She said she didn't say anything yet.
Oh, she hated it.
But I would
she
say that she liked it.
No,
for now.
She hated it. Did you actually show it to her?
Yeah, I was like, look, it's
no, you did.
I did. I swear to God, I was like, look, it's your Tito Alex talking about you.
Oh, that's crazy.
So yeah, it'd be nice.
Okay. Well, how's it feel to be back on the podcast?
It's kind of weird, bro. I've been so isolated the whole time because I've been just trying to take care of. The baby to take care of mama.
Yeah.
It's good. It feels nice.
Okay.
There's sunlight.
Is this the first time you've been out of the house? Like that not without Monette?
No, I went golfing one time. That was nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh cool.
But it was weird, bro. I went golfing, bro. And after like the fifth hole, I was like, dang, I missed the baby, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I wanna go back.
So don't go more than 4 holes if you go golfing then?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you just start crying on the 5th hole.
Yeah, dude. I was like thinking about her all the time. Like, oh. And it's like, I hope she fed. I hope she ate. Did she change her diaper?
All right. Well, you know, I was thinking for the next podcast, I would live stream it.
Okay.
And then we could put it on the TV and then we can just answer questions if they pop up while we're talking.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Every Sunday we back at it. I don't remember. I don't even remember how we end things.
Peace out.
Okay.
Bye.